Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about, a work of giving, about how God wants us to give, about various things that He wants us to give that we might not think about giving all that much, about our attitudes in giving. We've talked already and prayed about giving to those in need and giving what we owe, giving cheerfully. Well, today we're going to focus in on giving thanks. And one of those things that, many of us were taught as children to say thank you. But sometimes learning to say thank you isn't quite the same as being thankful. And God's desire is that we grow and that we learn to be thankful. In fact, there's not the scripture we'll focus in the most this morning, but the scripture tells us to be thankful in all circumstances, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Today's verse that we want to wrap the devotion and prayer around is Colossians 3, verse 17. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Well, not exactly the same as when Paul writes and tells us to give thanks in all circumstances. It's definitely connected. Because as difficult as it is to give thanks in all circumstances, it's, I believe, equally difficult to align our life so that whatever we do, whether word or deed, we're doing in the name of Jesus. Because for that to take place, there's things in our life that we probably need to reevaluate their usefulness to even be present. If I take a snapshot of any given day, and I go back and I examine that snapshot for every word and every deed, it would be pretty rare that I could honestly say that every one of them was done in the name of Jesus. But as we consider what this looks like in the context of giving thanks, I think it helps explain how we can give thanks in all circumstances. Because we're doing so because of God's presence. Because the words or the deeds are being done with an awareness of Him. You see, this idea of giving thanks of in whatever we do requires that we shift our mind to recognize God at work. Doctor gives a diagnosis of cancer. It's not, I don't believe the Bible's telling us or teaching us that we thank God for cancer. But we can give thanks in the midst of that circumstance that God has promised He will never leave us nor forsake us. God has promised that as we endure the sufferings of this world, that there's a reward, a home, a relationship with Him awaiting all who are faithful to the end. As I've mentioned before, the work that I'm, volunteer work that I'm able to do with IDES, International Disaster Emergency Service, from time to time. I appreciate the organization so much because of its motto of providing help and hope in the name of Jesus. So they partner with local churches in the midst of disaster zones so that they can help that church represent Jesus in their community. And when we recognize that this is not just about helping people in the midst of disaster, this is about living life, the way we speak to our coworkers, the way we act around our fellow students, the way we treat our neighbors, God says ought to be done in the name of Jesus. And while that might not necessarily look like we sometimes think it would, it ought to look like Jesus lived. It's not saying that we go to work every morning and announce loudly to everybody present, or even individually to everybody present, greetings in the name of Jesus. But it's the way that we greet them, one that would align with the name of Jesus. Nothing wrong if it's done in a loving and sincere way to greet people in the name of Jesus. But to greet them in a way that values them would be being done in the name of Jesus. The way we act with honesty and integrity with our neighbors, with our fellow students. Is done in a manner that represents Jesus when we allow Him to direct those actions. And in the context of this verse from Colossians is, we recognize that whatever we do, or maybe a little more clearly, everything we do ought to be done in the name of Jesus. As His representative. Various old movies I've watched, and you'll have individuals that'll show up and will announce boldly, in the name of the King, open this door or open this gate. And the proclamation was identifying with the authority of the King, with the permission of the King, with the relationship with the King, that the person making the proclamation was not doing so by his own will or authority, but as both a subject and a representative of the King. And when God says that whatever we do in the name of the Lord Jesus, we do so as both representative and subject. But we do so with His authority. And the only way that that works is if what we're doing is what He wants. If a person goes around announcing and commanding people to do various things in the name of the King that the King does not approve of, word gets back to the King, it will not be good for that man. But when we live life doing everything not only under the authority of the King of Jesus, not only as his subject, but as his representative, we learn to give thanks. Because his kingdom grows, because he's being made known, because he is with us. The great thing about living life under this rule authority of Jesus as his representative is that we don't have to take things quite so personally. In a lot of ways, we kind of get like Samuel. As the people cry out for a king to rule over them, Samuel kind of takes it personally. That somehow the people are rejecting him, and God says, no, they're rejecting me. And as God's representatives, as his subjects, as his children, when we do go about life, living with everything being done in the name of Jesus, and people don't like it, we become, well, not so thankful, but perhaps a bit, well, ungrateful. Perhaps we grumble a bit because we feel rejected. We feel that people don't like us. And we have a tendency to lose sight that when everything's being done in the name of Jesus, that it's not us that people reject, it's him. But as subjects of the king, as his representatives, we don't have the option of stopping because people don't like the one we represent. Oh, I suppose we could resign, we could quit, we could walk away, but that's disastrous. We continue representing the king. We continue to be thankful that we have the ability, the calling, the desire to represent the king. You see, we learn to give thanks when we recognize the bigger picture. It is how we give thanks in all circumstances, not necessarily for all circumstances. We see a bigger picture than the temporary troubles of this earth. You see, the same God that tells us to give thanks in all circumstances has told us, promised as a matter of fact, that in this world you will have trouble. And in our human mind, those two things don't seem to add up. A promise of trouble and a command to give thanks. Yet we find that even when beaten, even when mistreated severely, the apostles would come out giving thanks and considering it a joy that they were considered worthy of suffering for the sake of Christ. You see, we give thanks when things aren't as good as we want them to be because we know things will get better. Oh, not necessarily here on earth. But these light and momentary troubles will soon fade away. And the glorious riches of God's kingdom will surround us because we're a part of it. We give thanks because God has given us work. Important work, valuable work of sharing the good news of Jesus. We give thanks because we have a good king. We give thanks because we have the ability to share in word and in deed. We give thanks because we ought to. And one of the things I discovered as my parents taught me to say thank you is that the more that I put that into practice, the more that I believed it, the more thankful that I was. And I suspect that one of the reasons that God tells us to give thanks is to teach us to be a grateful people. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. As we consider what it looks like today to give thanks, we begin by giving thanks to you for all things. We thank you for those things that we like, those things that we enjoy, for the goodness of life, for the goodness of you. But we also thank you for those things that we don't like, but that help us to grow, that poke at us and prod us to dig deeper into your word, to learn more of your nature and your will. Those things that shake us to our very core, that cause us to look to you when we've become complacent. And Father, while we don't give thanks for cancer, we do give thanks that in the midst of cancer diagnoses, we have a God that we can turn to. A God that understands. A God that will always be with us, whether you bring the physical healing that we desire or whether our body is healed as it quits this earth and is transformed into a heavenly body. And Father, for all of the troubles of life that we would just as soon avoid, we give thanks that you're able to use them. And these light and momentary troubles, the ones that we think are very heavy and eternal, simply aren't. They will pass away. And they will pale in comparison to what's to come. And so, Father, we give you thanks that in the midst of the troubles that we feel are heavy and eternal, that you are a God that is with us. And we give thanks that you can use those things of trouble to make your name known in a clearer way to us and to make your name known in a clearer way to those around us. And so, God, today, help us. Help us to be those people that live life with you in charge. Help us to be those that recognize the goodness, the growth that comes as we give thanks. So that whatever we do, and in the whatever, the everything we do, would be done in your name, to the glory of Jesus, with a grateful heart, that we know your love, that you've embraced us. Father, today, help us to lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.